I've actually got my Gosford Tigers jumper on today, Pollard.
Wow. Yes. Look at that.
Ready for the return
of bit of merch.
Local footy. How many sponsors do they throw on these local footy jumpers? Check that
Goodness
out. Hey, check out the back. Have a look at this.
Whoa. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 on the back.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, 5 on the back and then 3 on each arm.
You got to thank all the local sponsors, don't you, for the footy jumpers.
Well, without the local sponsors...
Doesn't happen.
You got nothing.
Exactly. So anyway, this is the Gossy Tigers, which is AFL. Not sure exactly when they're coming back, but people might know if you listen to this show, our producer Maddie plays for the Avoca Sharks. Bit of rugby union action. They won the grand final last year, Division 3. Mad Monday
Sharkies.
Went off. The Sharkies. And now they're looking to return to training. And we've got a list of things that are required for training to go ahead at the moment.
I mean, we come out of restrickies, but we're met with restrickies.
What's the talk like at the Sharkies now that you've got this list, producer Matt? Are you all a bit like, oh, is it worth it? Or are you just pumped to get back?
Oh, we can't wait. We'll do whatever we can do to get back on the field.
Whatever. You'll do all these things. Okay. Yep. Well, at the top of this here, Pollard, it says, based on advice from national, state and local unions, Avoca Beach Rugby is commencing a staged return to training and playing. Mm-hmm. And from what I can see here, it's broken down into four parts: before training, when you arrive, during training, and when you leave. These are all the things that you need to do. You're looking at this list at the moment?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Do you want to go through some of these? You want me to go through some of these?
Oh, absolutely. Happy to move through it with you.
All right. So before training, this is what they need to do. Register to play or train, obviously, with Rugby Australia. That's just standard. Mm-hmm. Before training, you must have a shower. You must bring your own water bottle. You must bring a small bottle of hand sanitizer that'll fit into your pocket.
So you can squeeze it in the middle of games.
Exactly.
Between catching and throwing.
Yep. So you catch it, you pass it.
Squeeze.
Wash your hands. As you go. You need to download and activate the COVID-19 safe app onto your phone. So how does that go down with people? Any conspiracy theorists at the club that don't want to do that?
I haven't seen any complaints yet, but I'm wondering if they're going to do phone checks as soon as we arrive at footy or...
Well... You're going to have your phone on you while you train, aren't you? I don't know if any of the other blokes have...
If they're all in the same bag, you know, whenever you arrive.
Still clocking each other,
I see, okay. And of course, stay home if you have any signs of illness. This is where it gets really interesting. Mm. When you arrive to train, okay, this is what you need to do. You need to park in the car park behind the club. Do not park in the western or southern end car parks. You must then approach the clubhouse from the southern side, which is the one closest to the tennis courts there in Avoca. It says here, do not walk across the oval to training. Why is that? Do you know why that is? Why they can't walk across the oval?
No idea.
Because you know how everywhere's doing entry and exits?
There's
like a real sort of flow-through effect.
Okay, so they can keep everyone in a bit of order. You must then line up. To arrive at 1.5 metres apart, wash your hands with hand sanitizer, register with the COVID marshal they're going to have there at training, and the change rooms, the clubhouse, are not open for people to get changed. So that's just as you get there. There's a few things you need to tick. Do you see any issues with that so far, Pollard? That's pretty good stuff.
I think this is reasonable.
Okay, they've got the marshal there, which is good. During training is where I reckon it's going to get interesting because you need to stay allocated in your group. You need to wash your hands regularly with hand sanitizer. Stay 1.5 meters apart. How are you going to do that in on a sport field?
This is where it gets me, next bit.
Yeah, yeah.
Do not shake hands, but the clincher for me is no tackling, no rucking, no mauling, and no line outs.